Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, proudly sponsored by the patrons at patreon.com/SC Elites. And I'm over at Elites Breaks, hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is Once Express.
Choo choo!
You just can't get it, can you? Week in, week out.
You reckon I might rock up here one day and the voice might be half decent or what? Anyway, Corey, the Bombs Express is back. I'll tell you what, they would have enjoyed the on that one. Now, Corey.
Yes,
the last week of boys.
Thank fuck.
Well, for about a month until we hit regular boy season. But before we have a little discussion about that, Corey, where can listeners find us on social media?
Find us on Twitter and Patreon at SC Elites, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, TikTok at Supercoach Elites. I think that's all of them. Basically, fucking everywhere at Supercoach Elites.
Hey, I've noticed the people that have been swarming to the Instagram in recent times. The phone goes off, and it's getting some action.
Good little platform there.
Yeah. Insta.
A couple of photos. We should have uploaded some more photos from the Elites trip there.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and you know, we'll have to go Instagram live. Well, maybe we could have meet the Patreon member and plaster a photo of them on there. I got a couple of Resh dogs sitting in the bank here. Got a couple of photos of a Yowie in Yort. So, you know, a couple of nice photos I reckon we could share here.
Meet the Patreon member. Fuck, that would be so funny.
It'd be good. You can put up like a bio, like a dating profile. Like,
we start with Salty.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could put our mate Salty up there and just put out his fucking fingered 400,000 women and, got on about 74,000 dates in his time. He doesn't date anyone below level 7, that bloke, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's been some women put away in the journey, but this man takes it to a whole nother level.
Oh, what a specimen.
He's a real good-looking man, Salty.
Yeah, turning 40 this year, did you know, Corey?
Yeah, do you reckon we'll get an invite?
Have you heard he's already started planning it, and it's not for like another 8 months?
I'm not surprised.
I promise you. He was complaining the other day that some sort of reception joint didn't get back to him. And it's been about 3 days because he's trying to make a booking in about 8 months' time.
Do you reckon he still puts a bar tab on?
No chance.
He'd want to. What do you reckon the food choice is going to be like?
Oh, I'll tell you what. If his Facebook status from 2016 is anything to go by, Corey, he might have a couple of chicken strips in there.
Can I have the choice of pasta or pasta, please?
And the finger food now. The hors d'oeuvres coming around now are sultanas.
Oh, shocking, shocking.
Anyway, brother.
How'd you go last week, my friend?
Well, I thought it was a shit week, to be honest. But apparently it shot me up another 500 ranks. I was like 1954, something like that. So 5,500 overall now.
1863 for me. I went down 5K spots.
Yeah, so it's a good thing I played for overall, Corey.
Lucky fucking hell, I got saved hard. You know I won my main cashy. I only won three leagues this week, and one of them was my main cashy.
Yeah.
My opponent didn't have Elliot Yeo or Sheezel.
Yeah, I mean, you can understand someone not having Elliot Yeo, but fuck me dead, bro. Like,
fucking come from the absolute clouds to win that one.
The Sheezel's putting on more fucking fireworks than the fireworks going over in fucking his home state of Iraq at the moment, or wherever he's from.
Jesus Christ. Play on. Isn't it funny though? Like, I was having such a shit week. Like, I scored a pretty average score. But yet, yeah. I was still so happy because I lost 10 cashies, but I won my main one. I was just over the moon. Wrapped.
Yeah. Look, it was a bad week. Tom Green, 72. Bombs and Pally, 73.
I had English.
Jai Clark, 2. McKercher, 4. Was McKercher 4?
2 in the end, wasn't it, as well? I don't know. I've tried
English. No, I reckon he was 4.
Yeah.
What did English get? Like 50-odd?
58.
Yeah. What did Petrarca get? 59?
59, yeah.
Oliver was in the 50s. I mean, no one's got Oliver at the moment. But what did your mate Dawson 72. Get?
Dawson, 64.
I mean, it's just been...
That was a generous 64 as well.
It's a fucking shit show. 64 from Dawson, I reckon he had a 40-point third quarter too.
Yeah, when he kicked that goal, he fucking flew up.
Yeah, so, look, I'm looking forward to actually 22 players going back on the field because I reckon I've got some depth about me, Corey, to be honest.
Yeah, you're doing well. It was funny, you'll like this. Fuck, I'll throw it under the bus, I don't give a fuck. Having a chat with good mate Fonchetta this morning. We were talking about our team, and I'm like, mate, I'm 10 trades down, and I just feel like my team's gotten no better. Like, not no better, but I don't feel like I've gotten anywhere. I don't feel like I'm upgraded. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, me too. Like, I feel the same. He's like, oh, fucking hell, I'd never tell him this, but fucking Bombs, I was having a look at his fucking team. It looks like it's fucking going all right. This isn't your real fun cheddar voice, Charles.
It's not much of a compliment coming from that gun, though.
It was so fucking gold.
Yeah, well, you criticised me for moving early. You called me reactive. You tried to claim mental illness on me at one point. And I've just been making more moves than, I don't know, Millsy in a... Well, we won't say where Millsy usually makes his moves, actually, because that might get us fucking banned.
Yeah, I was about to go with a real inappropriate joke then.
Fuck it, let's go. Millsy in a primary school.
Yeah, just ask me off air that one, because that one would not have gone down really well at all, what I was going to say.
Got a little hunch what it might have been.
What moves did you make last week?
More moves than fucking the old frofster in the Nestle factory, you reckon there, Cole? What was the question?
Moving quicker between Perko between the wickets, that's for sure.
Can't be as slow as Mitch.
What moves did you make last week? Oh, fuck. How is Mitch telling me that SGA's a chance for MVP this morning? Shut the fuck up.
He's one of the dumbest people I've ever come across. Get the fuck out. That Mitchell. Now, last week... Fuck, is there a trade history button?
Oh, there has to be. Yeah, history at the top. Classic history.
Classic. No, mine doesn't have history. Though.
It doesn't have... no, there's a way you can see trades too.
Yeah, it's over then on the right. All good. So it was Grundy and Zach Reed. I finally fucking moved Zach Reed on. And I brought in Closey, just straight fielded, straight up, which was fantastic. And brought in Nick Martin. In the end, I gave Zach Merritt the old flick. And thank God I did. Because the money that I left in the bank allows me, just in two trades, to go get Sammy Walsh this week, which I'm pretty happy about.
Yes, yeah, fuck, that's actually real, Andy. That's probably a week earlier than most, too, so nice work.
Walsh has been traded in by nearly 13,000 teams already.
Yeah, but I reckon, could I make a prediction that a lot of those teams are sideways?
Yeah.
I don't reckon there'd be too many upgrades. I reckon maybe half are upgrading.
No, I'm doing Sanders to him, bro, so, yeah.
This will be the second week in a row that I've only done one trade. I only went Reed to Klausy last week, so
yeah, well, that's a good trade. 120 something points.
Pretty happy with that. Fuck, lost my train of thought there. Score overall, yeah. So where are you sitting? Sorry, overall rank now?
5,500.
Fuck, nice. You're actually climbing pretty well.
Yeah,
that'll be a top. That'll be a top 1K finish by the end of the season, I reckon.
I got a feeling. Look, after my trades this week, I've only got 8 upgrades to go with 27 trades left. So, barring some sort of catastrophe here, I'm setting myself up in a really good position. And to be honest,
the best season you've had in a very long time.
Yeah, I reckon it might be my best finish since about 2017 of yours. But the only thing I'm worried about is fucking Luke Ryan. I mean, the quicker I can get him, the better. And I mean, English's score on the weekend was perfect for me. Just everything, all the stars seem to be lining up for me at the moment, which is good.
That's fucking good. And I went down to 25,000. Cash cows. So clearly, if you don't have Klausy, that like you have to go get it. There's no if, buts, maybes. What's he got to score to break the record this week? Was it like 98 or 102 or something?
I think it's like 100. Yeah, low 100, I think. Yeah.
Will Graham as well. He's counterpart at Gold Coast as well. That's a must get. Ramsden, no good. And Charlie Combin. Now, this is one I just want to bring up because there's a lot of teams bringing him in.
Oh, fuck's sake,
and
boy.
Me and you are on the same page here. So, before I get onto you, it's a no from me, and it's simply the fact that he's 227K, break even at -75. If he scores 70-odd this week, that 120 actually comes out of the system after this week, he'll go up, I think it was 70K-ish, and then the climb from there is rather slow. So I actually don't think that he's going to really, unless he goes, you know, any like one of those hundreds again, just averaging 70s or 60, you know, 60 to 70, he's only going to make you about 100 to 120K, if that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's a definite no from me. It's a fucking huge pass. And
if he was 50, 60K cheaper, then fucking oath. But
can I say, we're in round 6 now, Corey.
Yeah.
It's no longer the time for the Jesse Hogans, the Tom Powers, the Harry Mackay, risks to go get a quick 100K and all that kind of shit. That time has passed. It's round six. This is near. You're looking at round six, and I mean, pardon me. Oh, hold on, one more. Who the fuck are you trading to Charlie Condon?
Yeah, and that's the other one. Like, I've seen.
You're not doing
I've
Ambrosio.
seen Clark, bro. Like, I've seen people paying going up 40, 50 grand.
No, it's insane. Ambrosio's break even's only like 30, which is going to be Compton's break even next week. Zach Williams just lost fucking two ball users out. I mean, McGovern touches the ball at least 15 times, and so does Saadi on every single week. They're going to bring in fucking Lewis Young and what's that fucking little wog's name? Chincotta. Zach Williams, I mean, he might be on 50 to 70 at every half time, but I reckon now without those other players in there, he's going to start converting scores into some big, big scores. And his break even's only like six. You're not trading fucking Howes from Melbourne, whose break even's
No.
like six.
And he's
And
226K.
you're not paying money on any other fucking defender you might have. Caulfield, Reid, Draper, moving one of your other guys, maybe a Sexton or, like you said before, a Clark or something. You're just not doing it. You're not trading Tom Brown after you've only had one price rise out of him.
The Caleb Winter one doesn't even make sense to me either. Like, break even at 44, like, you're only getting 30K
It is
to.
the dumbest thing, honestly, I've heard of.
Yep. Hey, can I just ask a question? Are you? I know you're talking about going Sanders this week, and obviously that's because it can get you straight to Walshy, so I really have no problem with it. But I just want to play the devil's advocate that he's potentially going to get forward status moving forward, and he's going to play basically a lot of midfield minutes this week with Liber out. Do you not think that he could start some cash gen again, or you just don't really care and.
He plays more mid minutes. He won't end up at the forward status, so that's not on my mind. If I can get the primo, I'll get the primo. Like that's just the way I'm looking at it. He's like 300K. What's he going to max out? Like 360? I'm happy to bite the bullet now because I reckon Sam Walsh will probably be 600 plus the rest of the year. So if I look at buying Walsh 25K under and maybe selling Sanders 4 weeks early for 50K under, then I'm down 25K, but I've had Walsh for an extra 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, you could always do it next week for like a sharp or something as well, but yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Look, I certainly could, but
Could you not move
Sharp's still
Sharp
rocking a
over
negative. He's
Sam?
still rocking a negative seven break
Yeah, for
even.
this week
So
he's
am I
got the
going to
one.
carry
He's got the
Sharp this week or
126.
Sanders?
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
come on.
Sharp. Yeah. You couldn't do it with Cadden? Or you got no swing?
No, Cadman is an absolute lock in for Big Inewen next week, and
Yeah.
because I don't want
For who, sorry?
to Big Inewen,
For
Andy
who?
Inewen,
Oh, for big Andy
Andy
Nguyen.
Andy, bro, he's a lock, that guy.
Yeah, fuck. How good's his intercept marking?
I'd rather people go early on Biggie Andy than I would them going and picking up
100%
Compton.
Charlie Combin. Yeah, go down, get the 128K.
Like Cadman's break even this week is 40, so I'll give him a chance to come out and score a 90. But if he scores his 60 again, that's fine.
Easier
You're
straight
straight
next week.
to Biggie Nguyen
Yeah.
next week, and Cadman is currently on my bench. He'd never be fielded in my best 22 anyway. So he'd go to Newland, I'd cash in close to 200K. Bang, I've got enough money there to go for an upgrade again next week.
Yeah. See, because I could probably boost and go early this week on like a Cadman and Sanders and do all that, but I think I'm just going to take the 1 week pain in my situation and let Cadman have that slight little rise and Sanders have that slight little rise because I mean, give Sanders the opportunity. I mean, every dollar counts. It might even be a fall. You might even be right going early. But every time he's not been sub Sanders, and this is just the point I wanted to make. So every time he hasn't been
His
subbed
scores are
out,
good.
yeah, it's been 99, 77, 82. So if he comes out with two of them again, the cash in really
Yeah.
does start ticking over again. But I get it. Like, go get the primo. But because there's no way I'm passing up on Walshy next week. You already mentioned this too, and I had this on the run sheet. It's just basically don't trade. There's no need to trade Howes or Windsor that are on the buy. They've both got pretty healthy break evens. Windsor's only 250K. He's still got money to earn. Howes definitely still has money to earn. And the Clark one, I get that he scored two, but he's earned fuck all money. And the trade just doesn't really make sense to me. Like 60K for Clark. Like, I don't see that worth a trade when there's so much other shit out there that you could. Like with McKercher and we're about to get Cadman at breakout, Thomas at breakout for anyone who's got hit, had to have him. Sanders is almost due, Sharp will be due soon. I just don't understand the Clark move, like, and especially if you move up. 2 weeks' time, if he's not sub, he's back on the field. Or albeit, he could be dropped. But 2 weeks' time, if he's not sub, and he's back on the field, and it's like a 60 and a 60, that cash gen starts again. I think people are being very reactionary.
People think that the moment their break even gets high, that's the maximum price that they'll be this season. He's 183,000 with a break even of 70, right?
Yeah.
So if he's fucking 150K next week, right, do you honestly think he can't just reset, restart, the two goes further away from his break even, and he still gets to 250 at one point?
Yeah.
There's just zero doubt in my mind he's getting to 250. Like, there's. And he just. They're going to pick him.
They have to, don't they?
Like, it's just. It's honestly one of the dumbest things. Like you said, 60K, like it would make more sense to trade in Combin for 1 week, make 70K off him, than it would to trade Clark down to another rookie kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we just spoke about how much we hate the Combin thing.
There's no need to move it. Luke Jackson? Where do you sit on that front?
Yeah, like, I mean, we knew this was going to happen.
But set, you know, 70-72 without the big fella in there. And
yeah, but who the fuck's going to trade him?
Nah, well, that's I'm holding it, regardless
of
what happens.
If you started him, right, and Sean Darcy's more than likely going to be back this week as well, but if you started him, you started him under the, I guess, the precedence that he's just going to end up in the top, like, as a four-line premium for you. So I had this conversation with someone the other day. If you can move, for instance, Sanders, McKercher, you might have James Jordan, you might not have traded him last week, upgrade these guys, and at this point, leave Jackson to the fucking end. Because this isn't a correctional. Yeah. Like, you're not correctional trading Jackson now.
And that's it. It can just be, even if he averages 80 from here, he can be the last upgrade.
If he averages 80 or 90, like, that's fine. Yeah. Who the fuck have you got at forward six that you feel like is going to be absolutely eclipsing that?
Yeah. And then, of course, it's Dawson. So, you know I've held him. The role change scared the fuck out of me. I could take the scores if he was playing as a midfielder. The role change was, it was so reactionary. Like, it opened and straight away he was traded as soon as it opened. Last 24 hours, I've kind of done a 180. And I think a little bit of it is because 7 of his next 10 games are at Amy Stadium, where he's scored 99 and 96 this year. If he averages 80 from here till his bye, he's still going to be 470K. I think so much back to last year when I know the scores are probably just a tad below, but, you know, big Strick Darcy last year when we had him, and I know it's a different position and everything, but he went and played up forward, and it was so reactionary from me to just move him out straight away, and then we had those scores of like 150, 180, like, you know, and Shrek was history, and I was just fucking kicking myself because I traded him Grundy at that stage. But I think I'm gonna stick fat with it. Like, I think I'm gonna run this again. He comes into some pretty favourable fixtures coming up. What is it, Essendon this week, North Melbourne the week after, I believe, Port Adelaide at home, Brisbane at home, Collingwood at the G, West Coast at home, Hawks at the G, and then Richmond, Sydney, GWS at Amy Oval. Did I just call it Amy Oval? Adelaide Oval. I think I'm gonna stick fat with it. I think I'm too deep now to kind of take it out, and I'll just upgrade around it and then deal with it at the back end of the season. I got it wrong. I apologize for everyone that jumped on the journey with me. I was backing him in, and I hope he does the 180, and I hope he turns it back on. But where are your thoughts, mate?
Well, he's not losing another 150K, is he?
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
So, I mean, yeah, I was obviously on the other side of the camp. I'm the result of someone who did trade him. Mm. So if you trade him, it needed to be done at the point in which I did it.
Yep.
Not now.
It was two Jack Steele, wasn't it?
If you got him now, nah, he was to Butters and I brought in Steele the week after. So
that's another apology that I put out there, Jack Steele.
You told me you were trying to egg me on not to fucking pick him.
I'm fucking taking the cunt on too. I am taking this cunt on all year. I'm not picking Jack Steele.
Is he the highest averaging midfielder now?
I think he is after...
He might be the highest averaging.
Nah,
130
your boy's got him. Walshy, really? Walshy.
Fucking one game versus fucking five. Jesus. I'd be very surprised if Walsh was averaging 130 after five. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. I'm trading to a guy averaging 127. What's Butters doing? Fucking 80, if that. Dawson.
Yeah, 81.
Yeah, see, look, you just got to ride that into the ground. He'll probably bottom out at like 470, 480, but, I mean, you're really going to trade him out?
You actually said something the other day, too. You said, well, what's the worst that happens? He goes, stays up four and you get him as a forward in round 12.
Yeah, and as a forward at the moment, he's probably almost top of the line.
Legitimately.
Well, not even close.
You'd probably happily ride that.
Everyone's
picking. No, Matt Crouch this week, too. I didn't mention that either.
I mean, that'll be helpful.
Yeah. Fuck, he's just got to get that foot back.
I'll tell you, it'll be interesting to see how he actually does score without Matt Crouch, because last year there wasn't a lot of Matt Crouch in that team.
Yeah. You did mention, too, that Hewitt has done some fucking out crazy numbers on his opponents this year. Yeah, and, you know...
George Hewitt, that is.
Sorry, who would I say?
No, for those people that are like, oh, fuck Hewitt, we're talking about George Hewitt, yeah.
But it was funny, because you'd expect him to go behind the ball, not in front of it.
Yeah.
And that's where I worry that there might be something wrong. But yeah, I'll ride it.
Hinge, Brody Smith. Who else they got back there? That sort of provides a bit of dash.
That, what's his name?
Maybe they just...
Fucking...
Mick Chalaney.
Yeah, that cunt.
Maybe they just feel like they had enough behind the ball at the moment.
Potentially. Mitchy Hinge starting to find some form too, actually.
They've been good all year.
Yeah, he started slight. Picked it up. It's kind of tough when there's like fucking 13 other defenders that are propping like hundreds and...
Oh, the defense is so good, bro.
Hey, just one that just popped into my head. Chera affect Walsh at all?
Yeah, this is positive for him, for sure.
What do you mean?
As in, Chera's out for 2-4.
Oh, well, when he's back, does he affect Walsh at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the better players you got in the midfield, the more you're going to get affected, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting here saying Walsh is going to average 166. I'm sitting here saying from next week on, he's going to go 115 plus.
He was so fucking good.
Yeah. 14 tackles.
All right, ready for whom? I got two.
No, oh, here we go. All right. Can I just get the ladder up before you start this? Hold on.
Yep.
Because the top eight thing just always fucking throws, every single time, it just fucking throws me. So one second on.
Why you got it? I play for a top eight team.
Oh, my God. All right, top 18. I told the boys on Discord this is going to be my first guest this week.
Yeah.
So, Dan Houston.
No, but very good.
Okay.
Yeah. One that you did get right in the preseason. I was not a popular preseason pick.
Matt Rao.
I'm currently in third dive, bro. I'm seething at the Matt Rao thing. Seething. I had him in my team so much in the preseason. I am currently in 13% of teams.
Top of the line. Oh, could it be Jeremy Cameron?
Nope.
No, he'll be that high.
Jeremy Cameron was one that I was actually interested in. I'm in the top few in my line and look almost certain to remain there throughout the season.
Most certain to remain there for the most.
I have a low score of 111 and an average of over 135.
Oh, yeah, Luke Ryan.
I am Luke Ryan.
Yeah.
Is it just paid at all costs at the moment?
I would have happily paid it this week if I could afford it, but I was like 25k short, so in game Sam Walsh.
Fucking dominating.
Yep. I'd love to have him. He had like an 80-point quarter on the weekend, you know?
Yeah, because I checked his score. I was out on Saturday night, so I checked his score. Sandy was on like 50 or 60 or whatever the fuck he was on. And in my mind, the first thing that ticks over is, here it is. Here's that fucking Luke Ryan game. Eat a dick. Like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get him cheap. I logged back on, and he was on 140 or whatever the fuck he was on. And I was just like, where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah, he was good.
Fuck, he was very good. He has been insanely good.
Yeah.
I fucking love him, but, you know, like, he's just hurt me so much. I know as soon as I get him, he's going to hurt me again.
I feel like if I started Luke Ryan over Nick Dacos, I'd almost been the top 100 overall, I reckon.
Yeah. And even Elliot Yeo.
Yeah, well, I'd have to start Elliot Yeo over Tom Stewart kind of thing, but they've more or less scored the same points.
Yeah, I would have thought Elliot Yeo had him covered now, but...
Isn't Yeo's average 105?
Nah, it's higher than that. It's like 115 or something.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. Well, then, yeah, he's got him covered, yeah.
Hang on, I'll tell you right now. Let's take some Coach Plus off. Fuck, I got Yo on my... Yeah, it's 115 on the dot. Got Yo on my fucking midfield still. I can't get him near back to kill me. I play for a bottom eight side.
This is the second one.
Yep.
Bottom eight side, Zach Merritt.
I started the season as one of the highest priced players in my line.
Lucky Neal.
I'm currently top 10 in my line.
Oh, it wasn't Lucky Neal. Nope.
I was actually having a chat about Lucky Neal off here today, though.
So it was the second clue again, your most...
I started the season with the highest price players in my line. I'm currently top 10 in my line, bottom 8.
Dangerous.
I'm in 7% of teams, and the last 2 weeks I've made over 65K.
Well, then you have to be Elliot Young.
I have a 3-round average of 127.
Gavin?
I'm a forward.
Shy Bolton. Yeah, I'm not touching
this. Is this real deal?
Nah. 3 weeks.
Can he
brew his first two numbers?
His first three, which he has. Can he still do it? Can he do it for the season? Any chance? Any chance he can be top six?
Forward line's just... To be honest, he's only top six if we don't get kissed on the dick with a few selections.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, I won't be bringing him in anytime soon because I know we're going to get, the real obvious ones. In the next week or so, your Nick Martin's down back, your Holmes down back, that kind of shit. But I reckon just round 12 comes and you're just going to get some random shit. Who knows what the fuck they're going to do with Clary? Who knows what's going to happen? It feels like every year, there's always a real random name that sort of just borders on forward status. Like we had Walsh almost last year. Bont sort of teeters there a little bit. Petrarca teeters there a little bit. So I'm happy just to leave in my forward line, your Heaney, Flanders, and then a whole bunch of guys that are just getting the job done. But I'm not moving on players like Shy Bolton because they could very quickly not be top six.
Are you more confident in Zorko or Bolton?
Zorko.
Even with that other little Irish idiot to come back?
How long is McKenna away?
I think he's only 2 to 3 weeks away.
Oh, even more reason not to select Zorko.
Let me confirm that.
What do they do with him then? Fuck, it's... Glad you raised that point. That might scare a few people off. I mean, I'm not doing it.
I've
been trying to tell people not to do it in the last 48 hours.
Well, it doesn't... I
didn't even have fucking McKenna in my arsenal when I was saying no.
Because he's taken a lot of kick-ins. And I think that could...
I'm not touching him.
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me. He's not even on the injury report anymore.
Are you still getting him?
No.
Yeah, good decision, I think.
Yeah. Connor McKenna is available for selection after missing 3 weeks of the hamstring injury.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, Zorko's break-even's 90, so, look, people have gone nuts this week. I've got to get Zorko. Well, no, you don't. It's 530K break-even of, 88. Settle the fuck down. You actually don't need... he's not a must-pick.
No. And... I think it's because people are trying to find that sexy pick again.
Yeah, they probably all just missed fucking Nick Martin last week and they go, fuck, we need the new Nick Martin now. Yeah.
I still don't have Flanders either.
Yeah. Fuck, you got some work to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the only one. That's the only, I think, must have player that I don't have because, I'm taking on Jack Steele. I'll fight Jack Steele to the death.
Jack ballsy.
Do you reckon I could take Jack Steele in a fight?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
130 fucking average, and these cunts have won. Have they only won one game for the year?
Nah, they won more than one, haven't they?
Who have they beaten?
They just lost in the way. Fuck, that was a fun game to watch the end of.
I can't recall something. I mean, they lost to Essendon, they lost to GWS.
Now they've won two. Who'd they play in Gather Round? Nah, they played.
I couldn't tell you.
Where were they? We didn't go to their game, did we?
No.
Yeah, they beat Richmond by 7 points.
Okay, so they beat Richmond. And who was the other team they beat? Collingwood.
Yeah, Pies. Smashers. Fuck,
they've taken some scalps, haven't they?
Big time. What are the other games they lost to? They only just lost to Geelong at GMHBA. They just lost there, though. Yeah, that's shit ass. They'll win by 50 this week. And Bevo's gone.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that's what's going to happen, but...
I don't have a feeling. I know. One of my sources told me.
Oh, no.
He called Dwayne's World as well.
I heard that guy, actually. He told me Sam Darcy was going to be top of his line. He's never trading him. Fuck, he's done that, can't.
Hey, he's a different unit, isn't he?
He's special.
Ready for questions?
Yeah, bro.
Yort. Hey, lads, it's time to look at bringing Yo this week. Priced at 530 and has the defensive mid status, just at his age and injury to worry about.
Yeah, look, I think it's your last possible week to bring him in, to be honest. But my line with him the whole time is just the body. I'm literally purely not picking just because of his body history. But there's no reason why he's not going to... I mean, if he's not injured... I think we said this in the preseason too, even when...
Yeah.
I mean, you were contemplating. You obviously started him. I didn't, but I was just never willing to take the risk on his body.
Oh, and that's the thing. And this is... we said this, I think, last week when he scored the 130. He can put the points on the table when he's out there. It's a matter of, can you be happy trading Elliot Yeo in and 2 or 3 weeks' time he gets injured? See, I don't mind because I started it. I'm not wasting a trade to get him in and then trading out. You know what I mean? I took the risk. I started it. It's paid off.
Yeah.
In the back of my mind, every single fucking week with Elliot Yeo is he could get injured. Now, he was insane on the weekend. He was insane the week before, and I think he's had a fucking very good season. I mean, you sit in disc with me. You, like, when he scored that 82, I was harping on. He was one of the best fucking players on the ground. He had 27 touches and 13 or 14 contested. Like, I thought that score was a robbery. And he's averaging 115. You just have to know that if you are going to take this risk, are you going to be angry at yourself if he gets injured? Like, what's the frustration levels going to be like? Because when he's on the park, he's probably going to be 105, like, from here to the end of the season. You know? Is there better? Do you have Sheasel, Stewart, Ryan? I still prefer Dacos. Who else is in the back line that's fucking dominating? There's someone else.
Nick Martin.
Yeah, well, Nick Martin's there too. I think Elliot Dacos, probably outscored.
I'm not sure he's going to end up on the top there.
I think he'll be top six with these. I think he'll be top six with these. So there are options around there. You've just got to pay the price.
His body average is 14.
Nick Martin was robbed on the weekend, by the way. Can I just say that as a non-Nick Martin owner? You know, I watch a lot of footy. Sorry to cut you off. I watch a lot of footy without looking at Supercoach scores. And then, like, I'll jump on and have a look at him and see what's going on. At halftime on that game, I thought he was going to be on 80. He was on 50. And at the end of it, I thought he was going to be, like, on 130 and he was on 100. I thought he was so robbed. And I don't have the count. I was so happy.
What's my train of thought? Anyway, Elliot, look, you can get
you were going to say something about Nick Gartner, I think. And I can't.
Nah, couldn't have been that important.
Yeah.
I just had another little look at his season, to be honest, and all his scores and break evens, and I think I might look into it a bit further and have some real think about actually getting him over Sammy Walsh this week,
and then get Sam Walsh next week.
Yeah, but on the basis of if Yo goes down in the next 3 weeks, he's probably going to be 600K, and that's going to be a pretty easy switch to Luke Ryan. And the headache of having to find like 650K to get to Ryan is just not there. And I mean, if he continues to get to 600K, he's probably just still pumping out 120s. Mm. I'll have a little think about it more over the next few days.
Probably a good week to be in Patreon.
Oh, fuck, his injury history. I know what happens when I jump on Fan Footy and I look at his games played, though. I'm going to get scared off.
Yeah. Remember last,
that was his...
remember last year I traded him?
He hasn't had... I saw this the other day. He hasn't had 3 Brownlow votes in a game in, like, 4 years.
The other thing,
and he's a dual All-Australian player, this guy.
The other positive is that it was his first preseason in about 4 years as well.
Yeah. And did he go down during the preseason?
Nah, there was the... That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was last year. I can't recall him going down year. In the preseason too.
He got through the whole preseason. He hasn't
had so to... Yeah. So you can look at that two ways. Is he due, or has he sort of surpassed that 3 year period in his career where he just constantly injured? There's players that are constantly injured and then they come out and just all of a sudden don't miss a game. I mean, I think back to none other than Charlie Curnow. I mean, before the last two Coleman medals, he played about 11 games in 4 years, that cunt. And he literally hasn't missed a game since.
And, could play all
And we're
22
going
this
two and a
year.
half seasons now.
Yeah. But he's still 5'30". He's still very, very affordable. Still
It's
a great price.
what it is, though? If it's 110 this week, Corey, that's 570, 580, and fuck, you don't want to pay that for someone with that history. But I feel like 530 is really the upper end of what you would be willing to pay.
Well, plenty of food for thought for everyone. Reshcap, if you still, by some miracle, have Dawson, what do you do with him? I'm having an aneurysm watching him play, still on my team, and giving everyone else aneurysms watching me complain about him. Best option to take into. Well, I was looking at Flanders
Yeah, I'm not trading him, bro.
because I didn't have Flanders, but I've done the 180, so I'm holding. But if you're fed up, you go get probably one of the must have, like, fucking, you can't pay. You either go to Walsh or you go get one of the forwards you don't have.
You could sideways him, tell you go for 13 grand, Corey.
You can do that as well. But I'm holding him. I'm gonna take it on. Fuck, I hope it's a 150.
Yeah, I'd hold him.
I'm gonna be
My
so angry when I
formal
get back.
advice
I'm gonna be so angry when I get back here next week and he scored another 60.
at 517K, my formal advice would be to hold.
Come on, just first 100 of the year and then never look back.
I've got no powers to delete you, Corey, by the way.
Hen Doodles, yeah, neither do I. Hen Doodles 69. Why is Resh Cat such a sookie cunt all the time?
He's fucking, he's all-time sook, that gun, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think there's a bigger sook in the Discord, honestly. Cliffy, Walsh straight into my midfield, yes or no?
Yeah, I don't see an issue with it.
Neither.
I mean, so I will just say this, though, when it comes to Walsh, because I'm all for it. But last year, he had the same issue in the preseason and lingered into the start of the year, and he missed, a month to start last season as well. Walsh ended up missing 4 of the last 5 games last year, but did go through once he came in all the way to that point injury free. So if it's the same injury, I'm sitting here going, fuck, is it going to repeat itself? Because it'd be pretty annoying to fucking lose someone like Sam Walsh in the EVA finals, like Supercoach finals.
Yeah, big time.
The
Draft.
570 is such value,
Yeah,
bro.
I'll be getting it. Does Reshcat ask for advice on his morning wank?
Yes, usually, yeah.
He loves advice. Can I read this
Which
next
is.
question? Because I actually don't even know who the fuck that is.
Nah, I probably wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Sorry, Draft. There are lines. And I know we piss on them most of the time, but.
I know there's some people in here who literally will talk about that, but Pergo would be one of them.
Big time. Whitwasher, hey boys, having a lot of luck go my way this year. Ranked 12th overall on your wishy. Largely due to
Oh,
this
cool.
podcast, so
Fucking hell. You
thank
know
you.
who it is as well. I'll tell you off here. Fucking hell. Just Google the name and you'll know why he said that. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's all right. Yeah, so he's ranked 12th overall and he's saying it's because of us.
Wishwash is the 12th overall.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm surprised because we did see his name in the group. He's leading the 1K chase there.
Hey, good.
Wishwash, that's a good luck, mate, and largely due to this. Well, cheers. Hey, let us know how the fuck we helped. I'd be interested to know
Well,
how we actually helped
I
him.
did actually find out that he started Elliot Yeo.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Would you trade T Brown or Sanders this week?
That's the end of it.
Yeah, Sanders. Oh, fuck,
Oh no,
Sanders.
look at his team, bro. He's got
Oh, he's got his
fucking
team here. How good. Fuck, we'll actually
bro,
bring
he's
that.
got Pink and
Am
Reed.
I thinking of going McKercher to Graham, Carroll to Combin? You don't do that. Then either Brown or Sanders to Dacos. So Carroll to Combin, does that make him money to do that? Because otherwise you just don't do that trade. Nah, couldn't make it.
He's in 15 grand.
Nah, couldn't make it enough. If I trade Sanders now, I can get Walsh without using my last boost next week. Yeah, go get Walsh.
So, all right. The issue I've got with his team, right,
Oh, Pink and
is,
Reed.
bro, Pink and Reed are there, and he's already got Closey, and the other really good defender rookie we've got coming up is Graham, and he's planning to get him in his midfield.
Nah, you got to fix one of the. You have to fix one of Pink or Reed. You have to, because at the back end of the year, I get that he's sitting 12th.
You're
going to
get
now.
A run.
Yeah. Yeah, the field, you're front running.
You won't have the money.
And yeah, you need that second win or you are going to get everything he's going to kick past you. So Pink or Reed, I'm happy to boost for this too, like realistically.
He is planning on using the boost if you sort of tune into his question.
McKercher down, Sanders up. You can do that. So McKercher, what's his second half? Because you need Graham and he could go early on. Fucking Meek. Why the fuck did he get Meek?
So
Jackson's
if McKercher's
on the
midfield. If McKercher's out this week, he can hold McKercher on the point. Because if he's out, he's not dipping him.
No, but he might as well trade him and use a boost and get Walsh.
Yeah. But if someone like Carroll might actually lose a bit of value. But Carlton got a lot of fucking injuries too. Carroll might have another regen.
I'm not trading Carroll though.
Why?
Well, why would he need to trade Carroll? Carroll's fine. He's 242. He won't be sub. He'll be okay. You got too many injuries for this cunt to be sub now. That cash gen will start again.
46 break even is. Cash gen will start. So, McKercher, Pink. What's the Brown situation? I mean, sure, you're not trying to Brown a week after
McKercher,
a fucking
McKercher, Sanders, Pink.
His break even's 14, Tom Brown. Now, you got to ride that one more week.
Pink to Graham. McKercher to... what's his name? I almost said something real racist then. To Andy Nguyen.
You're going to go Andy Nguyen a week early by moving Darcy Wilson.
Darcy Wilson into the midfield. And Sanders.
So made 20K, 160. He made 180K, so you got 340.
Yeah, and Sanders to Walsh.
In the bank.
Sanders to
and
Walsh.
And 340, you get Sanders to whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of three trades. I think you fix your Pink situation, which is going to be important. Pink to Graham means you can then, you know, loophole probably this week with Tom Brown and Graham kind of thing.
And I know that's a pain in the ass because then you miss a downgrade, but your downgrade next week is probably going to be Garcia, and you'll still have a little bit of money in there. The Dempsey thing's huge for him too. Jackson covers Gorn this week. You can loophole Darcy on the Friday night. You can loophole Wilson on the Friday night in your midfield as well because, Graham would be in your back line. Yep. That covers that bench so that your best 18 is looking good again. And you got the upgrade.
It's going to be... He needs to make sure his 22 is looking good the week after, though, doesn't he?
But it will
I think he'll be fine. He's going to have 27 trades after this
he'll
week.
He'll have a defensive loop. Yeah, he'll have a defensive loop and no midfield loop, but not needed because you know who you're in the midfield anyway.
I think the takeaways here is the biggest issue you got is Pink and Reed sitting on your fucking point in the back line. And one of those two absolutely need to go to Graham.
Agreed. It's not sexy, but it's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Dokito 84, forwards suck this year and it's too early to tell, but who are your top few prospects after Flanders and Heaney?
That's a really good question, isn't it?
That's a very good question.
Who are your top forwards after those two?
Well, I've still got to get Flanders, so I'm okay. what do we got?
Is Harry McGale legit?
I think...
What do you actually need to, average huge? I mean, there's only 14 players averaging over 90.
Can Rankin keep this midfield roll up?
Yeah. I think... I like Tom Powell. I mean, I've obviously had Tom Powell for a little bit. He's only had the one bad score this year.
Yeah.
Can
Cam Rayner stay in the midfield?
No. Cam Rayner, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Taylor Adams.
Jeremy Cameron, Isaac Rankin are pretty interesting. I'm not sure what Adams is going to do this week. He's only had the one game for 97.
Bolton
most
stays
people
in
have
Luke, field.
And this is why, it, I'm just so confused when people are like, I'm going to trade Luke Jackson. Well, why would you trade Luke Jackson?
Yeah, legitimately. You hold that now. The good thing is we probably ride our forward line until round 12 anyway. You probably.
Fife's flying, Harley Reid's flying.
Yeah, you can just look at your midfield upgrades, your backline upgrades, and then figure out your forwards towards the back end of the year.
once we get more DPP.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to get kissed on the dick with something, like, that's for sure. Look, if gun to my head, top six right now, I'm happy to say, without any anticipated DPP changes, Heaney, Flanders, Jackson, Tom Powell. I'm going to whack Jeremy Cameron in there, Corey. And, fuck, they won with Rankin in the midfield, didn't they?
Yeah.
Rankin or Bolton, they can fight it out for the last position, really.
Yeah, Rankin, Bolton. I still don't mind Charlie.
And this is why, like, see, people ask about Zorko. Like, I'm not even throwing Zorko in there at the moment. And people are hell-bent on getting him this week.
Yeah, well, it's so risky with what's going to come back, isn't it?
Mm.
Just trying to see if there's anything that's just, like, popped up. But, yeah, Taylor Adams, too. I mean, if you can stay in the midfield, but fuck, you know, Goulden, Adams, like, they can't all do it.
Good Zorko, question. Zorko, Cameron, Adams, and what's the other cunt's name?
There's a fucking logjam. Bolton, Rankin.
Bolton.
Rankin. JB. Yeah. All right, fellas. Current plan is McKercher and Clark. Oh, God. And McKercher and Clark.
Why are people adamant on this Combin cunt?
To Combin and Graham, leaving with 120. And he's paying to get him as well. Like, he's actually paying to get Combin.
Fucking JB, small brain.
Leaving me with 127k in 30 trades. Thinking he's my third boost in going Carroll to Garcia or Biggie to stock up on the cash.
Why are you going to use a boost to go early on a fucking rookie that you don't need, that you can just fucking get next week?
Also waiting 2 weeks now for English to drop enough for quick swap with Granagate. You just wait for that to bottom out.
Why are people so fucking adamant on Garcia?
Yeah, now Garcia, you got to wait. He was insane when he came on, but you don't, like, you just got to wait.
The game was fucking close. He played a quarter. Just he's wait. Not fucking averaging 7 tackles a quarter, bro.
Just wait. They wait on the Garcia one. Pump the brakes. I don't mind bigging, but this is the thing. His trade this week shouldn't be McKercher and Clark to Combin. Like, his actually trade should just be McKercher to Graham. That should be the only trade. Clark to Combin shouldn't be on the cards.
I'm holding Clark. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking done his team here too, on in a minute. So.
He's got Dempsey as well. Like, he's got the good cash gen. Still a fish. The Grundy one you hold. He's got Yo, he's got Dacos, he's got Wang. Like, it seems like he's trying to force moves here rather than being patient. Like, he's got a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think we've got fucking difference of opinion on what constitutes pretty good. To be honest, like, if you actually want to do a trade and spend some money, McKercher to Graham is fine. And then the money you get there, why not just do Zach Fisher to a primo and swing 5 forward? Go get Zach Fisher to an actual fucking primo mid. What are you holding Zach Fisher for?
What's Zach Fisher priced at? Could you use Zach Fisher to Walsh?
Looking at his tongue, I only see a break even of 66. Give me 1 sec. Zach Fisher's 396. I'd suggest you probably could get Zach Fisher to Walsh, yeah.
I don't mind that either. Was he 84 and something else? Yeah.
84 is his second highest score of the year.
Yeah. Or just do the one and do it next week, but I'd probably pull the pin.
Let's fuck Fisher off, bro. Go get a primo midfielder. What are you doing?
Rikers. Oh, fuck. He doesn't have
fucking.
He doesn't have Heaney. I just realised. He doesn't have Heaney.
This cunt. Fucking Combin. Oh, my God. Well, can you get Heaney? Is Heaney? No, Heaney's on the bench, yeah. Do some quick maths here. McKercher to Graham is, take 17 off that, 165. He's got 5 in the bank. We'll say 170. What did I say Fisher was priced at?
390, I think you said.
396.
Which is going to leave him just short of Walsh anyway.
170 is going to be 566, is it?
Yeah.
How much is Walsh?
570.
576.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Walsh next week.
Yeah. Well, one just more cross rise out of Fisher, and you can probably do that in one trade next week. Yeah.
Ruckus 23, upgrading to a mid this week. Which are these best options? Steel, Merritt, Rao, Sarong, or Butters? I intend to get Walsh next week.
Oh, so, gee, Steel at 624 is probably still viable, isn't he?
Yeah, because all of them are over 600. You're rolling dice on every single one there.
Yeah,
Merritt's going to drop down in price. Sarong's dropping down in price. So I think you make the pick between Butters, Steel, and Rao. In order, I'm going Butters, Rao, Steel.
Steel butters real.
Yeah. Steel's honestly probably the one, isn't it?
It's just because he's also 20k cheaper with a break even of 50 lower.
I actually think I like Butters more than Steel, to be honest though, but Steel's probably the answer. Fuck, I can't wait to eventually get Matt Real. Paulie, is Dacos the best fallen premium to jump onto this week? Also, is Dunkley in your trade plan? Seems to be flying under the radar and not a lot of love.
No, Dunkley.
That's trying to be too sexy, I think.
Fuck up.
Get Dunkley, the fuck out.
Fuck get the
and
fuck out of here, dickhead.
I know Paulie likes to buy cheap and whatnot, but I think there's probably better buys than Dacos at the moment.
Well, Dacos only 560 with a break even 100, so who would you be buying ahead of him?
Who would I be buying ahead of him?
Yeah.
Probably Elliot Yeo.
At 30k cheaper?
Yeah.
I'd be buying Dacos, but okay.
Probably. Well, you got the Dacos drop again. Oh, what did you say his break even was? 100?
Like 105.
What did he score last week? I thought he had a shit week last week. Oh, we didn't play. What was a gather round?
Let's have a look. 102. So Dacos has gone 131, 135, 54, 112, 102.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I thought he's breaking. His breaking was 108.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah, it'd be relatively around his price.
You're not really... Like, he's 550k. Like, he's not going to 500.
Depends what your next plan will... Oh, no, because it's probably semi-Welsh, to be honest, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not fucking getting Dunkley. Listen to this cunt, bro. No. Don't come here and mention cunts like fucking Dunkley, bro. You're there.
Where's he sitting? Let's go have a look at midfielders. 110 average. If you don't have Dacos, it's time to start looking at him. I actually thought the break even was higher. I think he finishes top six mid defender with absolute ease. Like, no ifs, buts, maybes. What was I looking at? Sorry. Oh, where Josh Dunkley sits in midfield average. Mind you, too, by the way, make sure everyone's getting their watch list going. And a couple of names you should add to that watch list if they're not already there. You know, Zach Merritt. Caleb Sorongos,
English,
English, Oliver, Petrarca, Tom Green, if you don't have him, definitely needs to be added in there too. Why is Ruxler, no, mid only? Why is Roel Marshall popping up in my midfielders? That's a glitch.
Fuck, he's a gun, that cunt.
He's been fucking real good, hasn't he? What? Like, literally, I've got midfielders only on. It's only showing midfielders, but Rowan Marshall's just randomly popping up in there. He's not even in the top 30. No, there he is, 27. He'd be 26. I don't know, show me Tim English as well. He'd be 25th. What? No. That's full-blown glitched.
He's averaging 116 on the year, so he'd be up there.
But I'm not interested in that, you know what I mean?
In Old and Mine.
He is 19th with 110. He's averaging 110 on the year. You just said 116.
Wrong Marshall.
No, Dunkley. The question's about Dunkley.
Oh, bro. I thought we were talking about Marshall. Dunkley's a fucking chicken, bro. Not about Dunkley.
Yeah.
He's better out there. Horn. He's doing the best in his team.
Horn not getting forward status either. We spoke about it briefly last week, but not happening. Add Libra into your watch list as well. Just in case you don't have him. Benny Tablecombe Durant. G'day, boys. The moment Bonfa said to keep Vukurcha, you knew he was going down. Clark and Macca have to go, and I'd argue Sanders too. Been running without Heaney. Bringing him leaves me 40k. But I do think the other primos all have large break evens, so can wait.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with anything you've done there, apart from I think Clark can make another 70k, but it might just be in 6-7
weeks.
I
think he'd need to do Clark to get Heaney, though.
In that situation, I'll do it because you just want Heaney at the moment. Like, these cunts have got Gold Coast this week. They're not tagging him. Like, there's probably a VC going on.
He's still $6 on the ground as well, by the way.
Six. That's way too short.
You reckon short? That's overs.
I dare say there's potential of him not even leading at the moment.
Nah, I think he's in front, nice and easy. Fernsteins. Hey, lads, what's your thoughts on these current plans? Graham Vukurcha. Combin, Sexton, Donaldson,
no.
Heaney leaves me with 27, two boosts left.
No, just don't use the boost. Do one less trade of Combin to Sexton because clearly you don't need the money to do your Dawson to Heaney thing.
Yeah. And just
the fuck's he getting? Yes. Fuck, I'm sick of this. Corey, I'm fucking getting sick of this comp and cunt, bro.
Yeah. Anki, shout out to my little black pug, Grace, who went missing on Friday night and was found 24 hours later. She survived being hit by a car with just bruising and scratches. Such a brave little girl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what's brave about getting smacked by a car, bro, but good to... I mean, Corey, you can't come here and say... Hey, my dog got hit by a car. She's pretty brave. No, actually, she's pretty fucking stupid. I mean, don't you agree?
It's not hard to dodge a car, mate.
Yeah, Corey, I've lived on this earth for 30 years. I still haven't been hit by a car.
Yeah, I can say
that. Does that make me not brave? I'm not too sure. No, but, I mean, I've got pugs at home, Corey, so I'm actually really happy to hear that the dog's all right.
In all seriousness, yeah, it's fucking... They're always a part of the family, so it's good to see.
Can't come here and say she's fucking broke.
Good to see little Gracie's doing well.
Hey, you know what I'm curious about, Unc? How did you actually pay for treatment on minimum wage?
Yeah, fuck, he wouldn't have been able to afford that. He would have had to go on one of those vet pay plans. JB Small, rate your top five cocktails, and if not cocktails, gentlemen, then your top five beers. And Fat Bawny Meds followed up with beers. I mean, I'll go top three, or just top cocktail. What cocktail are you ordering if you got the bar?
What's the fucking cunt we had? Now, first gather round, then a little cocktail fucking cellar.
Oh, yeah, very, very good place.
Mate, I can't remember what
I
the
wanted
fuck
to go there last time. No, I wanted
what
to
was
go.
It? What did I have?
That's a guy, it was a gentleman's name.
We'll get back to you.
So, like something Tony keeps coming to mind.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah. I love a Negroni. I like bitter shit, so I love Negroni. I don't mind a fucking mojito as well, actually.
Just to get a little bit of mint up, yeah.
Yeah, Corey. I know. Top five beers.
Sorry, I just like margaritas too. To be honest, just the basic. Fruit Tingles are good, Corey.
Yeah, Fruit Tingles are right.
Something sweet. Yeah. Love sweetness. Love sweet lemon. Yeah. Espresso Martini. This is going to piss some people off. Overrated. One of the more overrated.
Remember when I went to US for Espresso Martinis?
Yeah,
you did. And I ended up captaining Sam Walsh in his rookie year.
Yeah. Well, he still scored pretty good.
Yeah, 149, I thought it was. Yeah. Yeah, like top five beers, you know. Ice cold VB is fucking always cooler. I like Corona without lemon or lime.
I'm feeling Coronas at the moment.
Corona just without lemon or lime, fucking good. Fuck, you know, Ted's alright. I'm a big VB guy.
Yeah,
Carlton Dry too. Fuck.
Yeah, Carlton Dry. I think that's just assumed.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying Coors over the last little bit.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Coors.
And Coors, whatever you want to call it. And that fucking, what's the Modellos.
Those Modellos are good as.
Yeah, Modellos are also pretty good.
Fucking Mexican beer, actually, cooler.
They're a bit more, like, they're about 80, 90 a slab, aren't they?
Yeah. Left field nice. Too, I love a Guinness as well. Irish pub, nice big fucking Guinness.
Get the fuck out of here.
Molasses me up, baby. Ando just said hi. Wolfstar, is Adelaide Premiership favourite since they beat the grand finalists in the Blues?
Yes.
Age 85, with one of the largest negative break evens that I can remember in Sam Clousey, name your top five Supercoach rookies of all time.
Jordan Butts. Anthony Togiel.
Very good. Matt Cotchley. That was very, very good from you. Like, that was quick. Because you don't read questions either, so...
Fucking,
Michael Barlow.
Yeah. I mean, there's... you know who was... Sheasel was insane.
Sheasel.
Sam Dankos, Walsh. Bonkers, bro. Yeah. Like, there's been some good ones in recent times. You know who was good many, many years ago, I reckon, too, was fucking Dawson Apple.
Yeah. That's going back.
I remember riding him for a long time, Dawson Apple, actually.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, this year it has to be fucking our boy that dominates the wing.
Jeremy Sharp, not even close.
There's been some good ones. The Newman one always hurts me because I fucked it off. Danger, NBA Finals is here. Thoughts and tips to win it all?
It's over. Hmm. The Mavericks, bro.
Well, we can't get out of the first round.
No.
Just for the listeners at home, we have 400 riding on this. Maybe.
We don't have 400.
Yeah, we do.
No, you owe me 200.
$200,
it's a double or nothing.
$400.
Fuck, I've got a free idiot on $400. Yeah. Look, I'll give you up until the tip off of the first game to cancel that because
I'm not going
to
pitch yet.
I think you're going to come to your senses. I'd encourage you to do so because I feel bad just taking it off you if there's no Kawhi. But fuck the Mavs.
I think it's going to be hard for anyone to beat Boston.
Yeah, not hard for the Mavs. Imagine the Luka versus Porzingis storyline, Corey. Fuck yeah, there we're talking.
Oh, you are going to be a very, very angry man. Hey, Monday, first game as well.
Yeah.
We'll try and organise something.
We'll work something out.
My boss comes back from holidays, but we'll see what we can do. Fat baldy man, rate my side.
Zero. He's a fuckwit, this gun. He sent that's my team.
Well, I was actually going to say, it's pretty good.
I sent him my team the other day because he wanted to see how I was going. Fuck, he's a fuckwit. That is literally my team.
Ultimate fuckwittery.
Well, at least you're going to have a look at what success and it looks like now, cool.
Yeah, it's fucking pretty good. That's it for questions.
Yep, sounds good.
Charlie Conman, is he off the rails?
Right, if I've got to listen to that cunt one more time here, Corey. You know what time it is, Corey.
What time is it, Bumps?
Hold on, let me prep the voice for this. I'm off the rails! How much, honestly, scale of 1 to fucking 4 million, you reckon people have missed it?
It's been a while.
You reckon they've missed it?
I've missed it.
Fuck me, dead. Now, what position do you want, Corey?
It's your segment, mate. You can run it.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Did you actually have anything prepped, or are you just doing this on the floor?
Corey, do you think I'd actually rock up here without having off the rails prepped?
Yes.
I'm a little bit disappointed in you, Corey.
I just went to the side. Thank you. Noah's playing League of Legends. You should definitely hit me up.
Who the fuck's Noah?
He's in the Discord. He's joined voice chat once.
Now, am I doing this like a who am I? Like, how am I running?
I don't know. How the fuck did you used to do it?
I can't remember.
I think it was like,
maybe I'm going to write in.
I think it
was. All right. My low score, Corey, is 84.
84, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. And I play for a top 8 team, I'm guessing. Top 8 team.
Like Tom Power, but it's not going to be Tom Power.
No, remember the clause is under 5% during the season.
Yeah, okay. Neil Bullen.
No. Okay. Neil Bullen, you're all there.
Yeah, well, I had to just take a fucking pot shot, didn't I?
At home this year, I'm averaging 113.5, and I play 4 of my next 6 at home.
What's the West Coast fella?
I said top 18.
Oh, yeah, true.
Whoever you're going to guess would be a no.
Will Drew.
Nah. That's a good one, though. Some people may say I've got anger problems, Corey.
Sicily.
Fuck, good guess, but no. I am a defender, though.
Oh. Stephen May.
No. Oh. The club I currently play for is not my first. It was not the club I was drafted to.
I got anger problems. It's not the club I was drafted to. Mackay?
No. Who's Mackay?
Ben?
Oh my god, yeah, Corey.
You know, he's like fucking going okay, I think.
He's shit.
Anyway.
You know, categorically, Corey, he's a fucking donkey, that cunt. We're getting on here, Corey. I play for Fremantle.
Oh, Jordan Clark.
Yeah, bro.
I done Jordan Clark a couple of weeks ago. You fucking laughed it off.
Corey, sometimes you got to laugh things off, and then you just got to reassess where you're at. Now, he's owned by 3% of teams, and he's going at 102.8 at the moment.
He had it. What was he scoring on the weekend? Because it was
84.
Yeah, it was his first shit game, wasn't it?
He's gone 84-84 last two weeks, but I suspect that the 84 he had against Carlton may have had something to do with the free kick he might have given away at the end of the game that just fucking ruined it for him.
Now, this year's a point of difference, this gun. He'll keep this up all year.
Yeah, okay.
He's actually a solid pick.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be picking him, but yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it, but, you know, it's off the rail.
That was fun.
It's out there. You know, he's unique.
He's
all right, this gun.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, trades this week?
Yeah, so I'm looking. Look, at the moment, it's McKercher and Sanders. Like, they're both going to be fucked off, right? And Graham is one of the ones that are coming in. And then it's just a matter, look, it was always going to be Walsh, but I'm really going to have a look at Elliot Yeo now and then possibly work out the financials to see if I'm going to get Sam Walsh next week. That means I'll end up with Yeo this week. The thing I do need to weigh up, though, is who do I want as my top six defenders? Because at the moment I've got four. So if I was to get Elliot Yeo and I don't have Ryan, that means I'm picking Elliot Yeo ahead of the likes of Sinclair, picking him ahead
Sinclair's
of the likes
dead,
of
by the way.
Sicily. What's wrong with Sinclair?
Nah, he's that fucking other idiot has taken so much points away from him. The Wang.
Who?
The Wang.
Wang?
Yeah, he's taken way too much ball. Sinclair's not taking any kick-ins. He's not even playing in the midfield, which is like the worry, like when his points went up when he went to the midfield role. Sinclair's dead.
I reckon there could be an uptick with him. But there's, you know, players like Sinclair, Sicily, and these corner players that I'd have to accept not getting and any potential future defenders that might come about as well. I'm going to get Luke Ryan injured at some point. Yeah, well, I mean, when he gets injured, we'll sort it out then. So, yeah, look, it's definitely McKercher, Sanders out. It's one of Walsh and Yeo in, and Graham's going to be the other one.
Yeah, and for me, it's just going to be just as simple as the one trade. McKercher to Graham. Already grabbed Clousey next week. Potentially use a boost next week, but I'll be getting Sam Walsh next week as well. So, but yeah, I'm just going to be the one this week. It was Dawson to Flanders as of 24 hours ago, but like I said, done the 180 on that. Vice captain and captain. This is interesting this week.
Why?
I just think it is. Vice captain and captain.
No. You heard of a guy called Jack Steele, Corey?
Yep.
Because he has got no liber there to really affect him.
But what are you comfortable taking, like, against Heaney and stuff? Like, what does the score need to be?
Ooh, Corey, boy. You got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, mate, I lost you. What? You chopped out when you said, what am I comfortable?
Yeah, what's the score need to be? What's the score need to be? For you to feel comfortable
I'll just take a 120.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see?
I'm not going to get greedy, am I?
I don't know. Doesn't work? What are you going into?
Heaney.
Yeah, I'm going to go Heaney into Sheasel.
What?
Yeah. Sheasel against Hawthorn.
You know these cunts play a player called McGuinness, most likely?
Yeah, but he's not going towards the back line. He'll go to Alder U.
Yeah.
He'll go to Alder U.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah, Alder used cop detention this year and he's struggled with it.
That's fine.
He can't. He's not going to Alder U. He's not going to Sheasel. They'll let Sheasel go.
That, not sure they will.
They will. They haven't won a game like with Sheasel doing whatever he wants. It's simple. I'm more than happy to take that on. Sheasel's been fucking insane. I don't think I'll need to. Like, I honestly think Heaney's the captain. I want Heaney to be my VC, and I think that's why I'm so keen to do this, because I want to see that Heaney score, and I don't think it'll be below 130, to be honest. I think Heaney's going to fucking run amok against these cunts.
What about Luke Jackson if Sean Darcy doesn't repeat?
You'd have to consider it, wouldn't you? I'm thinking that he's coming back in, but I think that would change my plans. I think I would go Luke Jackson.
I reckon you'd have to VC Jackson into him, yeah.
Yeah. And the other funny thing is, you know, I love Tim English, but Roma... Hey, reports... Well, fuck. I'm hearing from a very reliable source that Romo could be out this week. Did he tell you that?
He's a fuck with you.
if that was the case, I would have the VC on English.
They wouldn't be able to win without Romo. They already don't have Max King.
Yeah, agreed. Some of the other ones, could you trust Tom Grant with the VC against Carlton? Or just think I'm doing too many numbers?
No, I could definitely trust A VC, yeah,
could
for
you,
sure.
Could he's you a VC go Luke on. Ryan, or is it just not going to be that much ball, like for the Luke Ryan owners? As a VC into him?
Someone said this to me today, that Freo's about to get a real easy run, and I said, like, that's fine. Because, like, the good teams might average, like, 10 more forward entries than the bad teams, but the good teams can't either use the ball or keep the ball in their forward half. So it might come in 10 times less for Freo, but that cunt there, it'll be intercepting at a higher percentage rate, I reckon.
Legit, because they can't keep the ball inside 50, and it's how it always works. And they kick more points, normally, so there's more.
And Freo play a small ground. Like, they don't play goalpost to goalpost. They play between the arcs. It's just all defense. This cunt's up there.
Yeah.
Like, he's fine. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, so he's an option.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it, because we all know he's well capable of that 60-point game. So I'm definitely not putting a C on him. I mean, if you got him and you want to run a VC, go for it.
The other thing we haven't taken into account is the Port Adelaide boys against Collingwood. Collingwood absolutely bleed points to midfielders.
Butters
and Rosie are serious options this week.
Fuck, oh, if Drew's going to go to someone, you'd assume it's Dacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Butters and Rosie are always those kind of options, but I think you've got Bont almost in a redemption game. You've got Jack Steele, who's fucking low score this year, is like 120.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. If Gorn was around, to make it a bit easier, you've got Jackson potentially solo ruck against the Eagles. Heaney against Gold Coast is always going to be fucking good too. Like, you got some options. I mean, Zach Merritt's going to be great against Adelaide too, I would have thought. You've got Zach Merritt.
Jordan Dawson.
Yeah.
That's it. Anything else, Dad?
Maybe if you're going to loop old Dawson, Corey, maybe just do it on your bench rather than as with the captains.
Legitimately. anything else?
No, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
All right, Elitists, on behalf of myself, bombs to the Patreon at patreon.com/SC Elites. Peace out, and thank you for listening.